Hello and welcome to Liquid Hallways. I am Noah.
And I'm Lindsay.
We are the Marshalls, and this is a podcast where we look at the water before us, wondering how God is going to part it. And
that face.
Linz, how are you doing? Any massive life updates or anything?
Well, I feel like first we have to address the elephant in the room.
Yep.
We got something on our wall.
Oh, yeah.
Did you know what I was going to say?
No, I didn't. I was like, yeah, we got some cool mountains in the background, so that's exciting.
But other than that, it's the most exciting update of the week.
It is exciting. Our apartment is coming together.
Yeah.
Pretty good. So
we definitely experienced the like moving across the country with nothing to nothing, mm-hmm. and like bare bones Chick-fil-A on the floor for the first couple days.
Yeah.
So it's nice to have a couch and a dining room table.
Yeah, we just got a dining room table for free. Shout out those people.
We've pretty much made it. So
yeah. And with the dining room table comes a slight conviction of the idea of about the book of the gospel comes with a house key, which if you don't know of that book, I haven't read it. I don't think I'm going to, just because I feel like I think I get the gist of the idea, and I think it's a good idea and I'm on board with it. I don't need to read the rest of the book to like be convinced, which is just the gospel comes with a house key. Give your neighbor the gospel and the key to your house. Like, invite them over for dinner. This woman kind of would host dinners each week for her entire, like, and just invited her entire neighborhood. And it was just amazing to see how God's word multiplied and changed lives. And so, you know, it'd be easy for us to sit in this apartment and be like, oh, well, like, it'd be weird to go knock on somebody's door in the apartment. But I think it's like such a leveling of the playing field of like, we all live in the same apartment, we all are relatively in the same income window, you know, like we have that commonality. And yeah, I'm like nervous to like really commit to that and do that, but I also just want to be faithful in that way and see what God does with it.
Yeah,
and I'm sure it'll be awkward talking to people for the first time. So well, now he said on the podcast, so
yeah, I was like, whoa, we've talked about this, but
yeah, well, I'm serious about it.
I know you are, so it's fine. We can be on the podcast for, you know, again, the couple people that will now hold us accountable to that. But it's definitely a cool idea. I love that you're talking about the book and neither of us have read it. Can't really fully recommend it, but I've heard very good things about it.
Yeah, apparently it's really good. It's called The Gospel Comes with a House Key.
We'll link it below.
No, I won't.
anyway, I'm a little sick, if you can't tell. Yeah. I sound maybe a little funky.
A little hoarse.
I always think I sound cooler when I'm sick, though, so I'm kind of here for it.
Interesting.
I feel like that's a thing, though.
Yeah, like the raspy is
like
cool.
It's not like super high-pitched like normal, so yeah. I'm feeling pretty cool, but also sick.
Sure.
So, how are you feeling since we last talked and recorded? I don't really remember. It's been a week, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I think I'm good. Yeah. fall is like really, we're on the back end of fall now. Leaves are dropping.
Maybe snow Wednesday.
Maybe. Oof, that's
huge.
Which
would be our first Colorado snow, which I would love.
That'd be really exciting.
I can't wait. Yeah.
Yeah. Because to see the mountains, I was just driving by Golden today and was looking at the mountains. I was like, those are so cool. But to see them covered in snow would be a whole nother thing. But then to experience the wind would be like, ugh. You know, I wasn't excited about that. But
yeah.
I picked up our snowboards today.
Oh, yeah.
Got them waxed and tuned up, ready for the season. So excited about that. And that'll throw a kind of wrench into our life of like, how do we, because we've already paid quite a bit of money for the ski passes, so
we're committed.
Yeah, to not follow up on that would just be financially irresponsible.
We've already been financially irresponsible. We can't be more by not using it.
Yes. So we'll just see how, you know, how we wind up getting out to those mountains. And so very exciting there. Yeah. And all right, let's go with the light thing first, and then we'll get into the heavy.
Okay.
Which is, the light thing is...
Quick pivot.
This idea that our friends came up with at our wedding, actually. They asked us while we were visiting all their tables, and I'll let you kind of press
Our friends posed this question, and I've actually now posed it to a couple people, and I, like, I always start by being like, please don't think I'm heretical. Is that the right word?
Yeah.
Please don't take offense to this. And I was saying it's like my college athletes too.
It's like towing the line of blasphemy.
Yeah. And I was
so
like,
you got to have a good sense of humor. So just turn it off now if you don't have a good sense of humor.
Yeah. And so I asked this to some of my athletes and they were all like, that's a funny question. So anyway, shout out to the table of people.
Isaac, Ruth, Dana, Heyman. Hannah and Damon.
Yes.
Dana and Heyman.
Two cool names.
Yeah.
They like were going around being like, "Hey, thanks for coming to the wedding." And then they were like, "Really quick, if you had..."
Was Grace at that table too?
Yeah, we said Grace and John Eric, right?
Grace and John Eric. No, we didn't say that. So just wondered.
Who did we say? Oh, Isaac and Ruth. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter. Yes, Grace and John Eric. They said, if you had to pick something that would represent your communion, and this is why it's a little blasphemous, but something that would like represent your body, and like what would you pick to be like what you would put out there, right? So it's bread and wine. So if Noah had to be like, this is my body and this is my blood, like what would represent it in like a drink sense and like a bread type food sense?
Yeah.
And I feel like I've answered. I don't feel like I've ever heard your answer.
Yeah, I like am still so stumped on it. Because I posed this to the Tuesday night ministry group the other night.
Oh,
we were all
you?
Sitting and they were, and somebody was like, it's like heresy. And I was like, yeah.
You're new there too,
yeah,
so you should be careful.
You know me, like when people are new to me, I'm like, well,
toe
you might as well jump right on into my crossing the line antics. So your answer is?
So my obvious answer for the drink is Coca-Cola.
Mm-hmm.
I love Coca-Cola and I am a personal trainer and
I've actually never seen you get another soda.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
It's on the rare occasion, but yeah, like friends, family, they know like my brand is Coke. I love Coca-Cola so much. And I know it's not good for me. You don't have to tell me. I'm very aware.
You do only get it when we're out at a fast food.
Yeah, place. I don't
like
have
a
like
a place that's giving out soda. It's never. We don't buy soda.
No,
so
we don't. But I do. Yeah, I love.
You don't
Coca-Cola.
Love it that much that you go out and get it. It's just like when it's available.
Well, I try to make it like a special thing. But then it's like, yeah, if people are like, you can have anything.
Yeah.
It's like, I would probably just like a Coke.
Yeah.
More than a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
So Coke, very on brand for me. I think I'm going to pivot from what I probably said at the wedding.
Interesting.
Which I was answering really really quickly.
Yeah.
I think I said Oreos at the wedding. This is the first
which
thing
which is just a
mind.
Disgusting combination.
I know. Well, I know. They don't have to go together.
Sure.
I don't know. I don't know what the rules are. But I think I'm going to pivot to chocolate chip cookies. A homemade chocolate chip cookie.
Okay.
Because dessert of choice has always been cookies. I love cookies.
So the priest or the pastor would have to make chocolate chip cookies.
Yeah.
And then go buy Coca-Cola and then bless it.
We're not going to get into that.
It's too much.
Just what is it?
Yeah, just what it is.
So, okay, I will stick with Coca-Cola and cookies.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, I don't think they should have to go together.
Sure.
Because, like, you could do milk and cookies, but, like, no. What's, like two, one of my favorite things that kind of look like communion things?
Yeah. And when you judge it, do you just judge it off of what are your two favorite things?
It was just, like, the first things that popped into my head.
Okay.
And I know, because somebody the other day I asked, and they were kind of, like, getting into, like, like pizza or the, you know, it was like,
yeah,
it was like a real food. But I was like, yeah, does it have to come in like a communion? I just don't think you can. It's just for however sure. you interpret it.
Yeah. Yeah. No, pizza would be great.
You can't use that answer.
Everybody grab a slice. I was thinking right now what hit me would be cinnamon Pop-Tart and milk.
Cinnamon Pop-Tart?
Yeah.
Out of left field.
Yeah.
I have never seen you eat a cinnamon Pop-Tart.
I love. If we had... The reason we don't buy them is
we've been together for 3 years. I've never seen you eat one.
No, I bought Pop-Tarts in our old apartment. But I know that they're just like expensive... And not great for you.
Yeah. I saw you. I guess we bought them to go camping. But
yeah. I love Pop-Tarts.
Okay.
Especially cinnamon. Pro tip. Flip it upside down. Get the smooth side on your tongue. Game changer. But I was going to say Oreos because a favorite pastime of me and my brothers was eating a sleeve of Oreos and a glass of milk.
Ugh, so good.
While we'd watch a movie before bed. And we'd each have our own sleeve. Of Oreos is phenomenal. So I wanted to say that. Actually, I would have to, yeah, you know, screw the Pop-Tart. I'm going to say Oreos and milk because even Oreos play a role in my salvation story.
That's true.
So
we'll have to tell that sometime.
Yeah, sometime. So, yeah, I'll say Oreos and milk.
Okay.
And I don't think I could really get around the milk. I do, for me personally, feel like they have to go together.
Okay.
Because Oreos and beer would be weird. You know?
Yeah.
Oreos and a fresh IPA.
Ugh.
Just a bad communion.
I don't like it.
But also, IPAs, yeah, like early way. In the morning, taking an Oreo and milk would just be like, man, I really don't want this.
No, I'd be here for it.
Yeah.
I ate two burnt chocolate chip cookies for breakfast this morning.
You ate those?
Yeah, that's my confession.
You beast. You disgusting animal.
I like destroyed these cookies last night.
Oh man.
And they were just sitting on the stove this
Lynn's
morning.
Undercooked some chocolate chip cookies last night and then went into a depression because she then put them back in, forgot about them, and burnt them. So
it was all too while the Yankees were losing. So yes. I was having a really rough night.
Yeah. And so these hockey pucks. I told her they looked like double chocolate chip cookies from like Costco or something. Like there's like, and you ate them this morning, like stale, hard. You're gross.
They were so good.
Yeah, they were still good.
Still good. I just don't know what it is, but
still good. Like well, I wish I ate one last night.
They were really there was a couple of really burnt ones. I didn't eat those,
gotcha.
But anyway.
So, we pose the question to our audience as a fun little conversation starter for you and your friends, or you and your mom, you know, what would your communion be?
Mm-hmm.
But, don't.
Please don't add us.
Yeah.
I feel like that's something people say.
Sure. Just take a moment to ask you to like and subscribe and recommend the podcast/YouTube to anybody, you know, appreciate it. So with that, we will maybe step into the idea of the day.
Ooh, idea of the day. I like that.
Oh.
I was trying to like acronym it, but.
Sure. There could be some alliteration there, which alliteration is when the words start with the same letter.
Okay. Doesn't matter.
So
idea of the day, do you want to share it?
Yeah, so the idea of the day is that sometimes when you are looking forward to your next season or you are stepping into something, God calls you to let go of what you are currently doing, what you are currently holding on to, and it can often be good. So sometimes God calls you to let go of good things.
Yeah.
To step into the next thing he has for you, the next season he has for you. So kind of the idea that often people think is like, God will only call you out of a bad situation into a good situation.
Yeah. And how have you seen that play out in our lives in the last 3 or 4 months?
Yeah, so with the move, it's like we left an awesome, God-loving community, family, like brothers, sisters, mom, nieces, nephews, mm-hmm. all so close, and we left them.
Yeah.
To come here, where we don't have any. And so, and even a good job that was a blessing,
yeah.
you know, maybe wasn't your favorite, but
right.
it was wasn't like I was like a good situation a, yeah. and a blessing. And then kind of how this like has kind of showed up this week is like there was the actress, or I guess they're just all actors now, who was Black Panther's younger sister and then who okay. became Black Panther.
Okay.
I don't know the actor's name.
I don't either. I didn't even see the new movie. It was too long.
And so she she's outspoken about her faith.
Oh, I didn't know.
Very outspoken about her faith. And so she was on a show and she was just talking about how she had a movie set up with these like three big name actors, and she felt the spirit, she felt God telling her to stop acting. And this was like she had just finished Black Panther.
Wow.
And then she has this opportunity for this other big role.
Yeah.
And she was just kind of saying, feeling like God was telling her to stop acting because she was professing like, God, I like you are the number one mm-hmm. thing in my life. But in reality, acting was far above.
Yeah.
And so she was sitting there and it's like, not like acting is a bad thing. It's not like movies are from the devil, you yeah. know, though some Christians may say.
some may be.
Yeah, and some may be. But this is a good situation God was calling her to let go of.
Yeah.
To have faith.
Yeah.
And to trust him that he has something better, maybe not by the world standards, but something better for her.
Yeah.
And so that kind of came up and I was like, that's interesting. Even just now I was listening to a Tim Ross episode, a basement episode, and he said that. He was like, sometimes God calls you away from good things. God yeah. called him away from being a pastor of a church to be a podcaster. And it's like, being a head pastor of a thriving church is a good thing that he is mm-hmm. called away from. And then Abby, my sister, messaged me this verse. So we're going to include a little Bible verse for you today. This is Abby sent me. So we're going to give a little Bible here. So this is 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 21. And it says, "And Elijah came near to all the people and said, 'How long will you go limping between two different opinions of the Lord? How will you go on limping between two different opinions? If the Lord is God, follow him. But if Baal, then follow him.' And the people did not answer him a word." So basically Elijah challenging these people like, why are you straddling two different opinions? If the Lord is God, follow him. But if Baal, which is, you know, a different god of the time, then follow Baal.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like that idea of like, well, if God is calling you to something, follow him, you know, regardless yeah. of this other good thing. Because I'm sure Baal in that time, like, didn't feel like a bad thing. It was probably the culture at the time. It was probably like our version of fame, of mm-hmm. money, of success. Like Baal was probably like a thing that was just widely accepted and popular
yeah
back then. So then, you know, don't follow the good thing, don't follow the world standards. Like if you feel God is calling you to something, then go for it, follow him.
Yeah.
And that sometimes may require you to let go of something good. So that brings me to the point of kind of this idea that I felt of not feeling super satisfied with graphic design and my current job, and just wondering if, you know, I'm meant to be a pastor or a leader in ministry of some sort. I have what I would consider gifts that would go very well in that field, and I feel like there's a desire in me to do that. So, but being a graphic designer is cool. Like, I wear that as a badge of honor and think like, oh, people probably think it's cool that I'm a graphic designer and I get to like make cool things. Yeah. And I have these skills that like I can make videos and just like cool graphics online. And met a guy today that was like works for some Alpine magazine, and it's like, you know, if I build up my freelance business, I could do a lot of cool projects.
Sure.
That get likes on Instagram. And you know, and I was like, felt driving back from Golden today on the way here to do this, was like, felt like I was coveting and like being like, oh, it would be so cool if I could do something like an Alpine magazine, and like, oh, I want to get that person's approval. And all of a sudden I very much just felt like in my heart that that was sliding above being faithful and honoring God and living a life for him.
Yeah.
No matter the cost. And it's like, oh, well, maybe this is the cost, is like the thought that came into my head.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, oh, but like, it's so cool. And it's like, it doesn't seem bad. It's not like it's a sinful thing. And so it's more just a question I'm posing at this point of like, is this, you know, often you hear people be like, well, God called me out of that into this. And it's like, and you're always like, how do you say that with such confidence? And it's like, because of days like today that I'm feeling right now, where I'm like,
yeah,
is he? And it starts with that question of like, you know?
Yeah. And I mean, I think thinking like in a different sense of how we got here and kind of where we, like how you started of like, we had to leave a lot of good things in like back home in New Jersey to come here. And I don't know if I fully see like the other side of like why we're here, like in like a whole sense. Like, I think there's things that are clear about my job and, you know, different things that are like, okay, God's bringing us to those things. But at the same time, like, we did have to like leave these good things, family, friends, jobs, whatever, and had to like step into faith. And I think that's kind of literally like what our podcast name is, of like God parting the waters, but maybe you like can't see the other side. Like, he's like parting away and he's asking you to step into it. And I don't know if this is true or not in the Bible, but it's like, could they see the other side of the ocean? Like, maybe not, but they're just like trusting that he's going to keep opening it and keep making it clear. And I think kind of like you were saying, and you're like, when people are like, well, God brought me out of that into this, and a lot of times that's like a bad thing, but sometimes it's like, yeah, he brought me out of this good thing into this other good thing. And I feel like even though we don't fully know what is on the backside of like why we moved to Colorado and all those things, we are like very confident that God did. Like, we would say like God brought us to Colorado. And so it's like, even now when you're thinking of like maybe this next step that God's going to maybe open doors for, or where he's going to take you, it's still like, you might not know the other side of it fully, but you can still be confident like God's bringing you there. And so I think like that's one thing of like, yeah, usually in like retrospect, we see a little bit more
2020 hindsight,
like why God did that, or that God definitely did. Because even I think like the first podcast we made was like, we don't, it seems like God's opening this door, but we're not like confident. And I feel like being here, we'd be like, no, we're confident God brought us to Colorado. And so like, do you have any thoughts of like how you feel like you discern those things, or like even from our experience moving here, how you would like say we discerned that, or how you felt like that as like maybe a leader feeling confident in that.
One, I'll say that like also like I don't know whether we are in the, if we're talking about the Israelites leaving Egypt and walking through the sea, I don't know where we are in like the, have we just left Egypt, you know?
Yeah.
And like, how long did they have to, one, there was like a fork in the road point where they were like, Moses, which way should we go? Mm. And he told them to go to the Red Sea. Like he led them to the, to the Red Sea. And it's like, so there is like this journey between Egypt, like, and so I'm like, oh, at what point are we on that? So like coming to Colorado could just be like, oh, we have just left Egypt, you know, and now we don't even know that we're headed to a Red Sea yet, you know, or something like that. So I don't know exactly. Like
you're taking where the analogy.
Are. Yeah, yeah, very far. But in terms of like, why God brought us to Colorado, like how we discerned that was like just a desire to go, and then praying, and then your desire came a little bit, and it wasn't 100%. I was more like 100% I want to go somewhere. You were kind of maybe more 50-60, and then it was like, okay, well, let's at least look in that direction. And that was starting to look at real estate here, or jobs, just look at the area of it coming and visiting. So part of it is looking, you know, in that direction of being like, okay, well, let's see, you know. And when we did that, God opened this door of a job for you, of a career field. Yeah. That we thought you would thrive in, which is coaching track.
Mm-hmm.
So that was like, and then that was confirmation. So it was almost like a feeling, a looking, and a confirmation.
Yeah.
And then right now, where I'd say I am with this leadership thing is felt the feeling, and now I'm looking. Mm-hmm. I applied through the CMA leadership program thing, and now I have a meeting with a guy this Sunday who will, you know, wants to hear my story, and I'm just going to find out more about the process of what it would look like to become, to quit my job and, you know, become a pastor or just head in that direction. But I'd say right now I'm in the looking phase. I even think of our friends who... they were like up in the air about what church they were attending, and so they had this feeling, and then they went and looked at another church, and it became clear that they were in the right spot originally. So I've never heard anybody say this of like the feeling, looking, confirmation.
Yeah.
But I feel like that is what has happened.
Yeah.
And I don't have biblical anything to back that up. I don't have any Bible for that. I don't know. Is there any Bible? Can you think of anything like that in the Bible? Of like a feeling? I think of, you know, maybe Jonah. It says God called him, told him to stand up and head east.
But he wasn't looking.
Then he went and looked the wrong way.
He said, no, thank you.
Yeah.
No, I think, like, I mean, that's just, I think God, like, asks us to, like, look and seek, and that he's going to guide us and lead us if we're, like, faithfully, you know, talking with him. And I know, I think I've told you this, but, like, I had a Bible study leader once say, like, love God and do what you want. Mm-hmm. And the idea of, like, if you are loving God, and you are like chasing after him, and you're searching, like, then like he's like, do what is in front of you, or do what you like want to do, and he'll lead you to the things that like you're supposed to do. And so even here being like, we think we want to do this, God answered that prayer one way or another, and he just answered it this way.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if it's like that. That was just like, yeah, our experience, which mm-hmm. I think.
But I feel like, yeah,
but I think that's like really interesting. Like, yeah, comparing it to like our friends who are like, hey, like maybe you weren't going to try something. And their answer was like, no, you're good mm-hmm. where you are. And we tried to be really open to that. Like, if the answer was no, you're good in New Jersey, we were going to honor that, I think. Mm-hmm. And we were going to, you know, trust God either place. And there were hard things about both. Like, there would have been hard things about staying. And mm-hmm. then there were definitely hard things about leaving.
Yes.
So, and yeah, just trusting that, like, you can go from good to good. Like, it doesn't have to always be like, well, this is a bad situation, so I need to get out. It's like, no, this was good for now, and now I'm called to this job and this space and these neighbors. And so, yeah.
Yeah, I've also heard somebody say, it was actually, what's his name, who wrote Reckless Love?
Francis Chan. No.
That's Crazy Love. That's Crazy Love. I'm talking the song.
Oh, Corey Asbury?
Yeah, yeah. He said this, which I actually thought was good, was like, in spiritual, when you're a baby in the faith or you're spiritually immature, you're like, God, I need you to explicitly tell me where I'm going. And I think this is more for like modern, like, because in Old Testament it was like everybody needed God to speak very directly. But when you're like younger in your faith, it's like, God, I need you to like clearly tell me. And otherwise it's not like he won't get you there. You're just so torn up internally. And then once you get to more spiritual maturity, you're kind of like, well, God says, you know, like, love people. This is a loving thing to do, so why wouldn't I do that? Or God says, share the gospel, and this is a version of that, so why wouldn't I do that? Mm-hmm. And, like, that's, like, a maturity. And I'm not saying that's where we are, but I just thought that was a good point to bring up of, like, often, I don't know often, but it seems like, because I feel like we've all wanted that. We've all wanted God to just, like, make it very clear. And it doesn't always feel like very clear until after the fact. And so I think a sign of spiritual maturity is like you've spent time with God in the Word so much that you just are like, well, why would he be opposed to this? This is like a good thing. And that comes with probably a lot of nuances.
Yeah. Know?
But anyways, so I think the main idea stands of like, sometimes God is calling you out of a good thing into another good thing.
Mm-hmm.
He's not always calling you out of a bad thing.
Yeah, and it can be hard, but I think we can trust that he will, you know, make it clear one way or the other, and he'll bless it.
Mm.
And it's not always going to feel like 100%. It's not always going to be like, I know exactly why he brought me here, but we can trust that, like, he is bringing us to something. And if he's calling it to us, like, it's where we're supposed to be. And that's just, like, part of trusting. I think I'm very much in that right now because I think I've had some hard weeks in Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
And just trusting, like, God's got us here for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't have to run back to where I was
mm-hmm.
just because I'm, like, uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm very much in that, like, trusting and unsure of why fully.
Yeah. Yeah. And I like what you said about, you know, did you say, like, seek and you will find, knock and the door will be open? Did you reference that for a split second?
A split second.
I would like to, yeah, just punctuate that and say, like, yeah, I think that is what we were doing when we looked in Colorado. Right now, we're about to go to a church plant interest meeting. Like,
yeah.
Seek and you will find, knock and the door will be answered. Like, seek God and he'll answer. Yeah. So I think that I feel good prescribing that to a plethora of Christians.
Yeah.
So,
and even non-Christians.
Yeah, 100%. Just like,
seek God.
You get that feeling, you get that desire, look into it.
Yeah.
You know, take the initial steps. Like, I can meet with this guy for coffee and be like, I just got a feeling that this isn't the way to go.
Mm-hmm.
You know? practicing the way, had a hiring opportunity. I thought about applying. I was staring at the application. I was just like, something's saying just no. Yeah. I'm not doing that, you know? So yeah. That's fine.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm. So I think that's all we have for today. So thank you for tuning in. If you are tuning in,